My name is Scott.
And I'm Daniel.
And we are here with our show, a very, very special version of our show, because we have some big news for our show.
Wait,
hi, Daniel.
Wait, who? That sounds familiar. What is that?
Oh, it's nobody that I'm doing. It's just kind of making my voice odd because I'm feeling relatively odd today, Daniel.
It's what was the guy that had the show? That Lawrence Welk.
Me.
Lawrence Welk.
Oh, no, he was. Thank you, Bobby and Sissy, for that beautiful dance you just did for us. I want to put the bond of the baton right up your ass.
Yeah, that was Lawrence Welk. Hi, Daniel.
Hi, Scott.
How are you today?
I am just ducky. Thank you
ducky.
For asking. You know, you make a pocket in your mouth when you, but that's how you do it. Please, Roger.
That's Donald Duck sneezing.
Oh, well, bless you. And how are you?
You know,
I don't know why my voice went up so high there, but.
Well, puberty is often difficult on many levels. You know, Daniel, there's a complex confluence of conservative Kentucky.
You're just going for that alliteration there, aren't you?
Woman. Yeah, I can. I've created a circumstance which has caused some emotional conflict, but that's nothing, absolutely nothing new to my life.
Oh.
This is my life and I'll do what I want. So, our show.
Yes, our show, the one that we're doing right now. This show.
This is our show.
Yes.
And for the first time in over a year, one of us is actually going to say the name of our show. I don't know if everybody who listens ever noticed, but Daniel and I have never ever said aloud the name of our show on our show.
Correct.
Because we thought that would be very funny.
Correct.
And then we elicited the aid of both Zach the Lego Maniac and Drudy Doody Judy, otherwise known as Quaze, to do the tags at the end of our show saying, if you want to contact our show, you can find us at contact@, and then the name of our show. And it was just to be funny, and if anybody caught it, and also you came up with the name, and when you told me the name, I laughed my ass off. I thought it was perfection because the show has nothing whatsoever to do with the title of our show, but there's a reason why I'm going to say it.
Oh,
and it's rather monumental to me, anyway. Of course, the name of our show is That Darn Elvis.
Yes.
Did anybody get a boner?
I don't think so.
Okay. And the reason that I'm saying That Darn Elvis is because this particular episode of That Darn Elvis is going to be the last scheduled episode of That Darn Elvis.
You're like making up for time then. We've had 51 episodes, and so you're just going, you're going to say it 51 times now.
That's
the goal. It's just pent
darn
up.
Darn Elvis. Now,
pent up.
We'll talk later about the Pride 48 weekend coming up, which is very exciting, where we will be doing a special edition of That Darn Elvis.
Yes, for an hour.
Yes, an hour long episode. But this will be the last regularly scheduled, and I will. Totally me. It in my brain, as I have expressed to Daniel, it's been an absolute pleasure to be able to visit once a week with Daniel. That it has nothing to do with being with Daniel, because that's wonderful fun.
Yeah, it's not you, it's me.
It's basically what
I need to grow and I need to explore new. It's me. It's all on me.
I need space. I need time.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And, God, I'm noticing that my sound waves are very, very low. But you'll fix that in post, as you always
rather do. Rather low than hot. That's what I always say.
That's what she said. So what I was finding was I was thinking instead of, oh, good, I get to talk to Daniel today, it was, oh, God, we have to do the show. Oh, God, I wanted to do something else, and now I can't because I got to go do the show. And when that happens, it becomes not a burden, but it becomes not a pleasure. And I'm 65 fucking years old. I can't move without hurting. I'm fat. I just don't want to do a lot that isn't fun. There's certain things I have to do, like, you know, have a bowel movement and stuff like that, which isn't fun. But if I can avoid stuff that just doesn't elicit, ooh, I'm going to do it. But which is basically a selfish way to look at it.
No, so I understand, because it is not just meeting with a friend and talking. There is some amount of work involved in it, right? You have to come up with something to talk about that is mildly entertaining to people.
Yeah. And then talk about it entertainingly.
Yeah. And that's not, hey, where'd you get that mug?
You know, this is a volcano mug, and the story, it is the most amazing story behind this. I'll tell it before the end of the show. The story about the volcano mug, because it's really funny. But before we move forward, let's put a capper on this by saying I can't believe that it's been over a year that we've been doing this.
Yes.
That time has flown. And every time we get together, it's fun. And as a friend, I enjoy the living, breathing fuck out of you. You're a terrific person and fun and funny and all those good things. And I will miss a weekly interchange with you. And it's been a pleasure, an absolute pleasure to do this show. I did another podcast for over a solo podcast for over 11 years.
What was that called?
It was called, I think it was called That Darn, no.
That Darn Vera.
That Darn Vera. No, that was Vera Speaks, for real. And I did that solo for over 11 years. Mm-hmm. Burnt out, completely burnt my candle at both ends. As it were, my candle burns at both ends now. It makes a lovely light, but oh my foes and oh my friends, it will not last the night.
I eat my peas with honey. I've done it all my life. It makes the peas taste funny, but it keeps them on my knife. I'm sorry, were you done with your limerick?
Oh, that's very nice. Yeah. I like that.
The boy stood on the burning deck, eating peanuts by the peck.
He farted in the captain's face and then was thrown to heck. Yeah, just this.
That's what
I've loved it, Daniel, and I said at the end of the 11-year other night was a burned out completely, and I went for I don't know 2 years, maybe 2 years without podcasting, and I said to my friend Daniel, you know, I feel like dipping my toe back into the podcasting world. Would you consider doing a show with me? And amazingly, Daniel said, yes, I would like that very much, and we got our heads together. He put all the money in. He put all the work in. He put all the everything in. And I told him that my one condition is that I will simply show up and talk, and that's it. And he said, okay. And so for over a year, we have been doing That Darn Elvis just that way. So officially, Daniel, thank you for this. Thank you for a year of absolute pleasure. Thank you for a year of being supportive and a friend, and I know that we will continue to be friends. We're going to do a That Darn Elvis marathon on the Pride 48 weekend. And we will continue to occasionally do Three's a Crowd or Three's Your Butthole or There's More Than Three People Up Your Anus or what is the three thing that we do?
Yeah, the three-way. Yeah.
With the three-way with Adam Burns. Yeah. Everybody drink. So to cap it, thank you, Daniel. It's been really, really fun. And I'm glad we did it. And who knows what will happen in the future.
So we absolutely will be on Pride 48 this weekend. We'll be doing our live show. So if you would like to send a voicemail to Scott to wish him well on his travels throughout life, I will continue doing Mix Minus with Adam. So I'm not going anywhere in that front. But if you wanted to send your well wishes to Scott as he goes off to...
Now you put the pressure... We won't get one fucking voicemail, and I'm going to go off into the sunset saying, nobody likes me.
But I was going to say, I can now say, you go to voicemail.thatdarnelvis.com, which is something I couldn't say before.
You said it right. Go to voicemail.thatdarnelvis.com.
Yeah, do it on your cell phone and you just press a little button. All right, let's move on because we have a couple of things to talk about. I don't know if you can hear it. You have fairly good ears. Because I noticed changes in sound. That's just a thing that I notice. I know that you oftentimes are right there with me and noticing. I don't know if you noticed that my voice is a bit weird today.
I have not noticed that your voice is weird today, but I would ask you, why is it weird today, Daniel?
I don't... This is what...
On that darn Elvis.
This is what happened. On Monday... No, Sunday. On Sunday, when I woke up...
Yes.
I had done Mix Minus the night before. Everything was groovy. Everything was great. On Sunday, when I woke up...
Actually, you had done Mix Minus on Friday, but that's okay.
Okay. I couldn't talk. It's like I would try to speak, and only air came out. There was no vocal noise. I had to shout just to get like a little bit of noise to come out of my mouth. My throat was not sore. I did not have, you know, any other symptoms of any kind of a cold or whatever. I just simply, my voice stopped working. And so I've been recovering from that this week. So I still kind of hear it a little bit, like kind of the phlegmy kind of sound in my voice there. But
were there any other symptoms, darling?
No, there wasn't. And I have a family full of doctors. I did, of course, talk to them and, type to them because I couldn't talk. But it's like, I checked it out. It's like, you know, that's just something that occasionally happens. And it's rare.
That's the weirdest fucking thing I've ever heard in my life. And doctors saying those things happen.
Yeah.
Man, if it happened to me, I would immediately go to a stroke. I'm having a stroke.
Yeah. My dad had this saying that he used to say, which is, medicine is the one arena in life that people expect perfection, and yet we know so little about it. It's like, there's no way to achieve that perfection. The human body remains a mystery in so many ways, even to modern medical science. So
I told this story on a very early episode of That Darn Elvis, but I'll say it again because it is pertinent here. Many, many, many years ago, I was bleeding when I was urinating. My urine was full of blood.
Fun.
Yeah, it was marvelous. And I went and I had the not fun sounding event. Oof. Where they shoved a thing up my pee hole and looked at my... Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes. And they looked at my bladder and they looked at everything. Went to the urologist for the consultation after all the results came back, and he said, "Well, we can't find anything. And I looked at him and I said, "I was bleeding every time I peed, and you can't find anything." Mm-hmm. And he said, "Well, you know, Scott, medicine is an art and not a science. Mm-hmm. And we don't know things automatically for sure." And then I swear to you, this is the urologist says to me next, okay? After I'm sitting there saying, why was I bleeding?
Yes.
He says to me, "How are your erections?" And I thought, oh my God, does it have some? And I said, "They're fine." This is many years ago. So I said, "They're fine. They're fine. Why?" And he said, "Well, you know, because I could give you testosterone therapy if you're... erections aren't what they used to be." And I said, "Does this have anything to do with the no, I was just thinking that it's not, as long as you're in here." And I thought, I turned to my husband with my mouth agape, and his mouth was agape, and we turned back to the doctor, who was looking as if it was an absolute normal day, talking about erections,
trying to
upsell
you. And
that was the result. So I have an RN epidemiologist for a sister. I have an RN for a niece. I have, you know, I have a little bit of medicine tinkling around me too. But I hate it. I hate fucking medicine bullshit. You don't know anything. You go, "I hurt here." "Well, we don't know why you hurt there." Great. Thank you very much for that, and I'll give you all my money.
You know,
yes.
You saying that you have an RN or two different RNs in your family.
Yes, my sister is a nurse epidemiologist. Infection control nurse is what she is.
I thought that there were just a really abnormal number of nurses on Grindr for the longest time until I realized that people were using RN for right now. So I was on Grindr. This is when I worked at Yale, right? So it's like I worked near a hospital, so it made sense in my brain. It's like, oh, all these
nurses.
All these nurses on Grindr, they're like, you know, fun time RN. And I was just like going, oh, well, a good time nurse there, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then someone pointed out to me that it's like, no, that was for right now. I think when I met one of them, I asked, oh, so you're a nurse? Like, no, why do you think I'm a nurse? I'm like, well, your screen name. And they're like, no, that meant right now.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Yes, those young whippersnappers and their little codes.
So I'm just saying, maybe, you know, Grindr is just as mysterious as medicine. That was my point. That was my point. Speaking of mysteries.
Yes.
I would be remiss if I did not bring this up to you.
This day and age, you say remiss, not remiss.
That sounds too much like the Miz from that other podcast that I don't like, so no. That's a tangent from another show. I was reading an article today.
This very day
from the New York Times.
Uh-oh.
And it caught my eye as I was scrolling around, and it said something along the lines of the Daily Show 25 years later, we talked to the creators. So it was an article about the two women creators of The Daily Show.
Yes.
Liz Winstead and Madeline Smithberg. And so I was reading this article, and in the first place, though, I kind of feel like, did you hear that right there?
That's a little puberty.
Yeah, in the first place, I kind of feel like Liz Winstead has never done anything since then and is just keeps clinging on to the creator of The Daily Show as like her mark in life.
Wouldn't that be enough?
And she left. No, here's the thing. She left The Daily Show before Jon Stewart arrived. She was there for the Craig Kilborn, which was a completely different show.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like she's basically claiming, you know, I'm the creator. I'm one of the creators of The Daily Show. And everyone immediately thinks, oh, you mean the really wildly popular Jon Stewart years of The Daily Show. And she's like, no, she had nothing to do with that.
So this is upsetting you.
Well, she used to be on a talk radio show on Air America. Do you remember Air America?
No.
Air America was an attempt of a liberal syndicated or a liberal talk radio show on satellite radio. Yeah.
I remember.
And Al Franken had a show on it. And Liz Winstead and, the guy from Public Enemy. What was it? Chuck D from Public Enemy and Liz Winstead and somebody else.
Public Enemy to me is James Cagney, but that's because I'm old.
And they did a morning show. And then this perky, plucky young lesbian did an evening show. Her name was Rachel Maddow. Maybe you've heard of her.
Oh, perky and plucky. Yeah.
So anyway, Air America, but she used to just bring up The Daily Show all the fucking time on that show. Like when I would listen to the show, that was her whole bit. Was that she, you know, was the creator of the day. Anyway, that's not important.
No, what is important, Daniel?
What's important is as I was reading this article, I came across this sentence and I thought to myself,
I thought,
this is something that I don't understand and I need to ask my good friend Scott, who is, you know, steeped in the entertainment industry and knows all the back roads there.
Oh.
As to what exactly this means. Are you ready?
I'm going to do my best, Daniel.
The question that was asked was, are you surprised to see The Daily Show carrying on 25 years later, now with Trevor Noah as the show's third host? And Smithberg, her response was, it's really hard for me to watch because I see things that I wrote, but I wasn't in the Writers Guild at the time.
Oh.
I wrote, when a news story falls through the cracks, Lewis Black catches it. For a segment we call Back in Black. and the moment of Zen. If I had 1/100,000th of the royalties I should have, my life would be very different. So I'm very confused by this. So to explain this to me, what is this? Explain it.
I'm going to need my husband because he knows all of that shit and I do not. But I will tell you this, that apparently what she is saying is that you can... Oh, it would be as if using a song, the song lyrics,
yes,
again, you're getting paid for writing those song lyrics. So she's contesting, and perhaps true, that those catchphrases, which are not just a common
yes
phrase, but a particular catchphrase that she wrote, she is due residual amounts for each time they are uttered on a program, etc. I have no idea if that's true. Writers Guild is really not my purview, but I know that unions are very, very particular, and she's not wise in saying I wrote that when I wasn't in the Writers Guild, and then announcing that fact that she was basically scabbing during that time, and I think she should keep her fucking mouth shut is what she should do. Unions are there for a reason, and whether you like unions or not, or whether you like the concept of unions or not, the unions save people in show business. They truly save people because this business wants to take advantage of you like you cannot believe. So to answer your question, I don't know. I didn't know that a catchphrase can be put into the same category as lyrics to a song.
Yeah, because I know that often, not often, but several times in my career, I would have suggested a catchphrase or a slogan for some product or thing that we're working on that they ended up using. And I'm like, whoa, what do you mean? What do you mean they get paid for coming up with a stupid sentence? It's like, do you know how many times in business, Adam or myself or anyone else is in the second has to put together a fucking PowerPoint deck where we have to write narratives about things that are going on. It's like, we're writing stuff. Like, wait, where's my fucking royalties? I'm going to get paid for writing a stupid fucking sentence.
It might be considered more than a sentence. It might be considered part of a script. And I would hazard a guess. Once again, I'm speaking from only a small bit of knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
That every time a production of a particular script is done, the writer of that script gets a bit of sizzle. Mm-hmm. So perhaps that catchphrase, every time it falls through the cracks, it goes Lewis Black's anus or whatever the catchphrase, it would be considered part of a script. In a script, you get money for when your script is performed. That's a possibility too.
Let me just put this out there.
Okay.
I wrote
that darn Elvis.
I wrote, thank you for listening to that darn Elvis.
Yes.
Send us an email to email us. It's contact@thatdarnelvis.com or send us a voicemail at voicemail.thatdarnelvis.com or visit our Facebook page, facebook.com/thatdarnelvis.
Wow. You wrote all that?
I just had a huge
coughing fit. So I'm back now.
Yeah, we're both struggling with voices now.
I don't know what's wrong.
We only have so much voice, and that's why we're having to end the show, because we both have no voice left.
Yeah, we're running out of voice. It's very sad. And you got 89 podcasts that you do, so you have to do all your 89.
I do two podcasts. I do this show, and I do Mix Minus, and obviously this is the last episode of this show, but... I'm hoping that the this is 10,000 times better than I sounded on work on Monday. So work on Monday, I was like, I just wanted to, you know, so.
Oh,
it's not much better.
You're improving with the,
I'm improving.
We don't know what you're improving from because the medical industry has no fucking idea.
Sudden laryngitis, like surprise laryngitis. Surprise.
It's probably totally,
you know what, if I had to guess,
yeah,
the microchip from the vaccine got lodged in between my vocal cords and, you know, it just had to work its way out of there.
That's happening a lot, I hear. the microchip getting lodged in certain places. It tends to make you bleed when you pee.
That's a callback. It's a little callback there, yes.
So, you know, I'm the quasi host of this particular episode
because we go back and forth
between being hosts.
Well, which means we go back and forth between there's weeks that you're a host and then there's weeks that you do it for me.
that I allow you to be the host.
Well, you pretend that you allow me and then you end up.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Then I steer the ship anyway.
Steamrolling through
it. But see, that's kind of like, and absolutely that is so not me at all. Mm-hmm. I've always been a follower. I have never been a leader. One of the biggest downfalls of me in show business is that I just follow. Okay, I'll follow rules. I'll do what mm-hmm. I'm told. I won't rock the boat. Mm-hmm.
It reminds me very much of a live Pride 48 event because Adam Burns,
and take a drink,
and Mike from Canada. Mike, anyway, the one that runs the soundboards does this every year. Why am I blanking on Mike's name? Anyway, but when they're running the soundboards and I'm not even in the room, oftentimes they will get a text from me going like, "Can you turn down channel 2?"
Always have the toe dipped into the water.
Yes, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Now, before we bring this last joyous sail cruise to a port, love, exciting and new.
Hey, Gab McLeod, put your hat back on. You're blinding us.
I didn't ask you a fucking question. Jesus.
What would she even think? Don't you call her something?
Yeah, I call her the A word. I never said. Okay, well, why don't you do this, darling? Why don't you take your boobs and shove them up your anus, and we'll talk to you later after things get better. Come aboard. I was singing. We're expecting you. Do you, my darling, have anything that? And I'm not talking about. This particular bye, I love you, any of that shit. Mm-hmm. But do you have anything that you would like to share, to talk about, to cap off perhaps our year of being together, and anything you'd like to say before we pull the curtain down for the last time, except for the Pride 48 weekend, which we should talk about, but that's okay. Go ahead, darling. Anything? As you look at the Trello, anything that we forgot to talk about? Not a goddamn thing.
No, not really. Oh. I mean, I can go down the list of things that we have a column on our Trello.
Oh. I believe that we have email voicemail. So you need to look into that, darling.
I don't believe we do.
I believe we do.
I just checked today.
I believe we do. I believe we do. We have one from. We have an email from TJ.
Oh, an email. Yeah, we have an email from our contest winner, TJ, who was. Anyway, I'll read it for you. How's that?
I'm going to read it.
Okay, you do it.
How's that?
Okay. Well, then you.
Dear Scott and Daniel, note the order. Mm-hmm. I think you may have missed another explanation for Daniel's aunt getting charged $250 for a cookie recipe. Mm-hmm. Gentlemen, shocking as it is, some women will lie to cover for a purchase they made for their own benefit. What if Aunt Carol simply purchased a nice new coat for $250 and didn't want to have to tell her husband about it? And when the credit card statement came through, she had to explain the amount and grabbed at the first thing that came to mind. Just a thought. Zombie Girl TJ. Thank you, sweet Zombie Girl, for being our very last email on our regularly scheduled program. Because you can send in emails and voicemails and everything for our Pride 48 show. Yes. But that's a possibility that Aunt Carol was just, she bought a coat and said, oh no, it was the cookies.
Yeah. All right. So you would know this.
Yes.
Are you sure? Well, I mean, because I have vague memories of this, that credit cards are a relatively new thing. It's like, and at the time that this would have been happening, I think maybe there might have been master charge at that time, but I don't know that it was widely used. And so I don't know that there would have been a credit card bill, because it wasn't until like what 40 years ago or so that MasterCharge was the original name, right? MasterCharge.
Yeah, is it MasterCard now?
Yeah, it's MasterCard.
It's MasterCharge before, yes.
Yeah, it used to be MasterCharge, and they tried to get people
The bottom line is Aunt Carol's a fucking liar. That's the bottom line.
She's dead. She's a dead liar. I brought up a screen here because I was going to go to something, bring up something, I know what I was going to bring up. Okay. Yes, let's talk about the Pride 48 weekend really quick. That's what I was going to do. I was going to bring up the schedule so that I could tell everyone exactly when we are going to be on.
We are going to be on Saturday at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific.
Yes.
With our That Darn Elvis show.
Correct.
And then also we will be reappearing on Sunday at 7 o'clock Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific for our three-way with Get Ready. Adam Burns.
There you go. So we, just basically 7 p.m. Saturday and Sunday.
Yep.
And actually
it's 4 p.m., but that's okay.
7 p.m. Eastern time.
Which is Friday, a ridiculous
Saturday
stupid.
And Sunday, because Friday at 7:30 is when the the opening show, and I will be on that. So,
Light the lights. This makes it. We'll hit the heights.
This makes it super easy.
Heights we'll hit.
It makes it super
on
easy.
On with the show. This is it.
Super easy. I just have to 7 o'clock. I'm on Saturday and Sunday at 7 o'clock, and I'm on Saturday at midnight with Adam Burns.
Take a drink.
For Mix Minus. Wedged in between Donna Sugars and Scott the Satyr. So
basically, it is a weekend of great podcasts, and everyone should join in the chat room so we can all chitter-chatter together.
I have thought of something that I wanted to say that we never said, or that some... Anyway.
Yes.
The thing that you asked...
Yes. Do you have anything you'd like to cap off before we end this?
Words are hard. So not only did we never say the word Elvis during our run.
Yes, that darn Elvis.
Mm-hmm. We didn't even say Elvis. Like, we didn't even... So it
correcto mundo, mon frere.
Every title of every episode was the name of an Elvis song.
Yes.
And I was shocked by this. Do you know how many Elvis songs there are? Because when I started doing it, I was like, oh, I'm probably going to run out of Elvis songs pretty quickly. Do you know, in this little spreadsheet that I have from the Wikipedias, of the number of Elvis song titles? Do you know what the actual number is?
Share that with our listener.
766. There are 766
theoretically we could go 766 weeks.
We could let's see. Oh, Little Town of Bethlehem.
Oh, that's good.
Old MacDonald
Had a Farm. you gotta go through them all and pick out what you want to call this farewell.
There's probably a farewell somewhere.
Probably.
Let's see. Is there a farewell? It's like I can probably find. Anyway, that's something that I can find out. Now I'm looking. Anyway, no, I'll figure that out after the thing. No, let's leave on a high note here. I know that a long time ago when we started this show, we both talked about our YouTube channels. And
yes.
I would like to invite you to once again plug your YouTube channel where people can find you on the YouTubes.
I have two YouTube channels. One is basically everything, a mishmash, and that is YouTube/whatever, Auntie Vera Charles 50, all one word, Auntie Vera, Auntie Vera Charles 50, and that has everything. It has stuff from my life, it has our cruises, it has some of the artwork I do, and then I have one called,
Crystal Cruiser Guys,
which is strictly the cruise videos that Drew and I have done. Mm-hmm. So if you want to see how beautiful I am You can go on over there and see how talented, incredibly wonderful I am. Daniel, do you have YouTube channel or channels that you'd like to talk about?
I do have a YouTube channel. It's called WDW Aristocrafts. God, that's
crafts.
So you do crafts
on that channel.
Well, we did early on in the thing. The pandemic kind of threw us for a loop. So this is a YouTube channel I do with my partner Zach, and we
the Lego Maniac
talk about Disney pin trading. But Disney pin trading has been suspended over the past year for the pandemic. And so we've been trying to talk about other things. We still talk about pins and Disney a lot. But here's the thing. If you would please, if you have a YouTube account, and you, if you would just do me a favor and subscribe, we are so close to 1,000 subscribers. We're at like 940 subscribers. We just need, you know, 60 more to put us over that magical 1,000 number, which means that then we can live stream from the park and do some other fun things. So if you get a chance, it costs nothing. Just go over to WDW Aristocrafts.
Nothing like giving your channel a name that's easy spell and find and everything else. All right, so I would say this, that...
And you'll get to see our camper in there, because we're about to go to Fort Wilderness, and we will have a video of our camper at Fort Wilderness. So
see the excitement?
Yeah.
It's building as we speak.
Exactly.
Until we meet again.
Yes.
Oh, the volcano mugs. Oh, you know what?
I'll tell it
on the next one. Come to Pride 48 this weekend. Come listen to us live. That's scary. I'm going to take this opportunity to say to everybody, Daniel, I love you. You're my friend. This has been a joy. All good things must come to an end, and good night, Daniel.
Good night, Scott.
As you disembark, remember that this podcast is traveling at the same speed as you. Please watch your step.
This program may result in the following complications: perineal rash, confusion or hallucinations, diarrhea with fainting. Always check with your doctor before listening.
Now, gather up all your personal belongings and take small children by the hand as you exit the podcast.
Remember, piracy is not a victimless crime.
For your safety, please keep your arms and hands inside the podcast and remain seated until we come to a complete stop. Thank you.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.